Gardening with Gavin from Lee Rowan's Garden World.
It certainly is at 14 minutes past three. Good afternoon, Gav.
Hello. How are we today?
I'm really well, thank you, mate. I was just saying to you off the air that it's a really nice sunny day out there for a change.
It is beautiful. You know, it's a little bit on the humid side, but the sun is out. And yeah, as I said, you can almost hear those plants growing.
Yes, as I said, quickly off the air as well, I said they're all standing to attention today, aren't they?
They most certainly are, and let's hope for the next few days.
Yeah. Now, on the show here today, we've got something a little bit different, and as we know, Christmas is only about 8 weeks away. It's getting closer, isn't it?
Yes.
We're going to talk about growing herbs for your Christmas period, and I would imagine, you know, our listeners out there, we all like a good herb or two now and again, don't we?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, these cooking shows on TV are very popular. You know, there's a lot of budding master chefs out there, and they all want fresh herbs, and the best thing you can do is grow them yourself. You know, these days, there's so many different size bowls. You know, a big bowl is the perfect receptacle for a herb garden because you don't need a great depth of soil. You just need to fill it with really good premium potting mix, so that it's got all the goodness in it. And, you know, you can buy bowls these days from basically a ruler wide up to a metre wide. As well as that, of course, there's those fabulous things on the market these days called veggie pods.
Mm.
And veggie pods are perfect to grow herbs in as well. You know, there's so many people these days downsizing or moving into all these apartments, and you've only got a veranda or a balcony to use, and these things are perfect for that. And, of course, herbs are the perfect thing where you don't have a hot, sunny area all day, whereas, of course, vegetables need full sun all day. Herbs only require a half a day.
So there's a huge difference there, isn't there?
Yes, they're perfect for that spot where you don't actually have that full sun all day. So keep those full sun spots for the vegetable gardens, and then the parts that only get a half a day, whether that be morning or afternoon, that's where you put your herb bowl or herb garden.
Okay, so what's some of the popular herbs we can grow these days?
Oh, there's some great ones. There's basil. Now, basil's basically classed as an annual, so you plant that in the spring. You harvest it all summer till you get to the autumn, and then, of course, as soon as you start to get those really cold nights around Mother's Day, they will start to die down. Now, that's a natural thing. You let them do that, and you plant them the next season, and that's how you do basil. Coriander. Now, coriander is one that everybody wants.
Yes.
It's not the easiest of herbs to grow.
No.
You know, it's what's known as a bolter, and it's one of those ones that where you get a few weeks of coolish overcast weather, and then all of a sudden you'll get one really hot day, and all of a sudden the centre part will just bolt to the sky, and then that's the end of your coriander. But that's all right. You know, for the people that really like coriander, it's worth it.
It is. I'm one of those people. I love coriander. Do you?
No.
No. So you're not a fan. You're not a fan at all of coriander.
I couldn't really care whether it survived or not.
Seriously. Wow.
But it's one of the most popular ones we sell, so I probably shouldn't have said that.
No, but that's okay. I mean, you're entitled to your opinion. Yeah.
Oh, look, and there's so many out there that you can have preferences for all types. Rocket's another one. Of course, your parsley's a fabulous thing. There's people that grow these big bowls, you know, these metre-wide bowls, put all their different herbs in the centre and do the parsley as a ring around the outside because they use so much of it.
Mm.
Italian parsley, all the different thymes. I mean, there's lemon thyme, there's your garden thyme, there's creeping thyme, which is the dead flat one, grows on the ground. There's one called barbecue thyme. You know, thyme's a very popular, thyme's a very popular thing, let's face it.
It is, yeah. Indeed.
Oregano's another very, very popular herb. You can get that one, and then you can get a hot one that I suppose people would use where they need that heat in the dish. It's called hot and spicy. Oregano. Chives, of course, garlic chives. Now, the most important thing with these things is to keep cutting them. The very important thing, and the little tip I can give all the gardeners, is even if you're not going to use it, keep cutting it so it keeps them fresh.
Right, so that they don't mind a haircut now and again.
No, it's like having a face peel once a week.
Getting that
freshness to it all the time.
Okay.
And that's what I would definitely do with them. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is to make sure you feed them. Now, the best thing to feed herbs with is a liquid, like a seaweed fertilizer. There's a very good one sold called Power Feed. Now, if you put that in a watering can and feed over the top of them every fortnight, that will keep them nice and fresh as well.
Sounds really good. I was going to ask you from go to O. Okay, so if I've decided that I wanted to get some herbs and do the herb thing, so what's the process? Just quickly take us through the process.
Okay, you can buy all these little individual herbs in little square pots in the nursery, herb pots, round about the $6 mark you can get them for, and you plant them in the ground. Now, if you did everything I said, 4 to 6 weeks. You can start, well, in 4 weeks, you can start picking leaves off. In 6 weeks, you should have a nice little bushy plant. And that's why I'm thinking, if you've got the gardener that has everything and you want to get by these one of these bowls and put some herbs in it and grow them a herb garden, now is the perfect time to do it. Because by the time Christmas comes around, all those little herbs would have filled up their spots and you can give them something that's basically, they could put that, you know, in the middle of the table and just pick straight from it as they're cooking. I mean, for a wannabe master chef, you couldn't want for anything better.
No. Well, I'm not a master chef, but I can understand where you're coming from. Can I ask you this question as well?
Yeah.
Is there such thing as the end of herb season? Can you grow herbs all year round?
Depending on the herbs, yes. Now, as I said before, basil's only one that you grow over summer, but things like mint, parsley, rocket and thyme, you can pretty much grow those all year round. So there are a few. Coriander's another one that will disappear through the winter months because they don't like the cold or the cold wind.
Yes.
All the others you can tend to grow all year round.
Okay, good advice.
Absolutely.
Indeed. Okay, well, that all sounds pretty positive. So I would imagine that if you want some herbs for Christmas and certainly your Christmas parties and your Christmas celebrations, now is the time to get cracking, I would say.
Something nice and fresh for Christmas. As I said, you can basically put that bowl or that garden and pick from it over the Christmas, New Year festive period, and you'll have nice fresh herbs to add to your cooking, yes.
Okay.
Now is the time to do it.
Some great advice there. Now, Lee Rowan's Garden World, can you tell us where that is?
Absolutely. We've got our head office here, which is at 381 Hillsborough Road at Warners Bay, which is the bottom end of Hillsborough Road down near Warners Bay. And then we also have a fabulous branch, 72 Pacific Highway at Arimba, basically the halfway mark between here and Sydney. It's a fantastic place to stop in and have a breather on off the highway. And they down there, they have the most beautiful cafe. You can stop in there and have a lovely meal and a drink and just have a breather on your way down.
That sounds fantastic.
Yeah.
And I guess you guys have a website too, do you?
We do. We have a very good website up and running, the Lee Rowan's website. Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so just go to Google and type in Lee Rowan's Garden World.
That's right.
There.
Yes, yep. www.leerowans.com.
Awesome, yep. Awesome stuff. All right, Gavel, it's been great to talk to you, mate, and thank you very much for all your advice. If you're thinking about putting a herb garden in and getting it all ready for your Christmas celebrations, Gav certainly has all the information there. And no doubt, we'll probably catch up with you same time next week.
Hopefully, yes. Looking forward to it.
Good on you, mate. And you enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Thank you.
He's a good man.